The Lord be with you.
And
with your spirit. Reading from the Holy Gospel. Jesus left from there and began a journey through Galilee. But he did not. He was. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise. But they didn't understand the saying. They are afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, really called to preach upon prayers in the Mass, because some of the prayers in the Mass are very, very beautiful. And if you've ever done a course on preaching, you haven't done one yet, we have a lot of liberty. We can preach on the first reading, the psalm, the gospel, the saint of the day, the preface in the Mass, the collect. So it's an infinite reservoir or gold mine of riches. What really touched me in the only opening prayer is that we're called to ponder spiritual things. To call this ponder spiritual things. Where have we heard that in the gospel? Two times. Any Bible scholars here? Luke 1 and 2. Luke 1, we have it. Mary was pondering these things in her heart when the shepherds came to visit her when Jesus was just born. When was the other one? When Jesus was 12 years old and he was lost and found the temple. And Jesus said, did you not know that it had to be about my Father's business? And it says that they didn't understand him. But then Mary, for her part, she pondered these things in her heart. She's trying to make sense of these things. What is that for you people? The holy hour, yes? Amen? The holy hour. To ponder these spiritual things in your heart. Now, those who are new and those who are not that new, sometimes you have to read the Bible passage once, twice, and even three times. Maybe four times. So it might happen that in the whole hour you're reading the passage five, six times. And finally, after 58 minutes, click, God gives you this incredible insight that fills you with light and consolation the whole day. But it took 58 minutes of work. Huh? Work? Yeah, we're not born mystics. Don't kid yourself, no? We're not born mystics, no? And how important pondering spiritual things is important. You know, one of the reasons why husbands and wives fight so much, sometimes they don't have anything in their head. They say in Spanish, la cabeza hueca o vacía, no tiene nada más que mugre en la cabeza. You only got trash in your mind, no? You know, you're looking at bad magazines, you're looking at bad things on the internet, you know, you're listening to gossip. Your mind is filled with junk, with garbage. That's why we have to neutralize this by constantly meditating upon the Word and reading. Good reading. We should be reading. Read St. Augustine. Read St. Thomas Aquinas. Have you read all the encyclicals of John Paul II more than twice? And in Latin? Probably not, okay? Read. Have you finished reading the apostolic exhortation of Pope Francis? Rejoice and be glad. I have. I finished. I have. Probably one of the easiest documents of the Pope for you people to understand. He gives an example of a holy housewife. He gives four things that she does. One is that she goes into the supermarket to buy, and she's surrounded by a lot of chismosas, no? A lot of gossipers. And she decides, I'm not going to give in to the gossip. I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to be a chismosa. Because she recognizes that if she does that, this is one of the numbers of Pope Francis. I'm going to be sinning against charity. All of you mothers understand that you're surrounded by chismosas, and don't say you're not. Maybe you're one of them. Or you used to be. Okay? The second thing is this. Do any of you have any teenage daughters? No? So she comes home, and she's really tired. And her teenage daughter wants to unload, even though she's tired, probably has a headache, you know, she just wants to go to bed and unwind. And here you have this teenage daughter who wants to talk a mile a minute. And there she is smiling at her daughter. This is nice. What is that? Charity. What is charity? Sacrifice. What is sacrifice? Look at the cross. What is the cross? Willing to die to self? Not to give into the flesh, but to die to self. I love this number. Then he goes on, okay, he gives four examples of a holy mother. Third is this. She finds herself in a state of desolation. Know what that is? Come on, you know what that is. I've taught you over the past 10 years, huh? Desolation. Kind of feels sad, a little bit depressed, discouraged. Life doesn't seem to have any meaning. The 60s, you say, life is a drag. You know, kind of like that, no? Life is tough. Okay, now what would you do? I think I know what a lot of ladies would do. Go to the refrigerator. Or maybe have it's Miller time, maybe a little bit of... Or maybe go to the mall and buy another dress, but you already have 50. But Father, it's a discount, right? Or what else? Maybe get on the phone and start to be Señorita Chismosa, right? You know. Or maybe give in to your passions, whatever it might be. You know what the Pope says this lady does? Instead of eating or drinking, giving into gossip, look what she does. What's this? She prays a rosary. Paul writes as if he were a Jesuit, huh? What is this called? And even though the rules, this is rule number 6, agere contra, to react against. So you feel like giving into your passions, into your lower nature, and even though she doesn't feel like it, what does she do? She prays the rosary. What does the young generation say? Well, you got to be true to yourself. That's a type of hypocrisy. Isn't that the clarion call of the younger generation? No, you got to be true to yourself. If you pray the rosary, you don't feel like you are a hypocrite. No, you're living like a saint. You're living like a saint. And then the fourth example that Pope gives, this is the same lady. No? And it's a lot of us here. Goes out and is walking on the street and bumps into a homeless poor person on the street. Ever meet one of those? I know what you've done. You're walking and you see that homeless person on the street. You kind of go like this. You cross the street. Then you bump into two others that are even more homeless, huh? Now what does she do is she is kind to this homeless person. That's a virtue of the saints, is kindness. I'll give you the antonym, the opposite. The opposite of kind is being mean. We all know people that are mean. Maybe we have been mean at times, huh? So kind. So, these are four examples that the Pope gives us of living out holiness. And that's the whole purpose of this document. Rejoice and be glad, is the Pope is calling us to be holy. You don't have to live in a convent. Your name doesn't have to be Kermit the Hermit, okay? Who lost his permit, okay? You don't have to be a Kamaldolese monk or a Trappist monk. Most of you, almost all of you, are not called to the religious life and the priesthood. But you're all called to become saints. It all starts with what I said at the very beginning of the Mass. It all starts with our art of pondering spiritual things. Pondering, meditating seriously about spiritual things. And who is our example? The Blessed Virgin Mary, who we celebrated yesterday. Mary is the Mother of God, Mary is the Mother of the Church, and Mary is the Mother of every one of us. So let's ask Mary to give us the grace to ponder constantly spiritual things and to live out what Jesus says. Be holy as your Heavenly Father is holy. Amen.